Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Closing out the section in which Peter was freed from prison, verse 18 of Acts 12. As soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. This is an interesting verse because Peter's escape from prison actually costs the lives of the guards of the prison who did nothing wrong. They were guarding Peter. It was their job to guard him. Guards don't even have to ask what you've done wrong. It's just their job to make sure you don't escape. And these guards are commanded to be put to death, and they didn't really, there was really no chance for them to stop the escape. Now, this is just par for the course for the job that they hold, but it just shows us the hatred in the heart of Herod. And for those who reject the idea that God can be angry in defense of his own, I think we're about to see God can most certainly defend his church. Herod has went past the point. There needs to be a stopping of Herod and how he treats the church. And just as Ananias and Sapphira, and we dealt with this back in Acts 5, you can go back to the podcast, I don't know, a few months ago when we were in there, and we talked about how God doesn't surrender the right to defend his church. We went to Corinthians where Paul said, if any man destroy the temple, God shall destroy him. And that temple in that passage in Corinthians was not the individual that's the temple, but as the collective church as the temple. And in this case, we're going to see God responding in turn to Herod in verse 20. Now, Herod had been very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, but they came to him with one accord. And having made Blastus, the king's personal aide, their friend, they asked for peace because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God. And he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. We'll stop there for a moment. Herod, history tells us, is in Caesarea to have games, Olympic-style games, performed in honor of Caesar Claudius. And the people begin to praise him as a god, and he doesn't stop the praise. In fact, there's indication maybe he just welcomes it and thinks he's worth it. And the same angel that smites Peter in Acts 12 smites Herod at the end of Acts 12. And it's interesting that when the angel strikes one of the children of God, it is done in victory. It is done as a way of opening a door of release. But when the angel strikes Herod, an unbeliever, he dies. And I don't want to read too much into the angel's ability to do this, because this is, of course, the Lord. But I do want to show you that this isn't just a wording issue. Well, Herod got hit and God didn't really do it. He just died. The indication by the author of Acts and by the early church is they believe God very much defended them against a killer, very much defended them against someone who was out to destroy and to stop them. And the end result is the word of God grew and the word of God multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry. And they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. I want to talk about fulfilling your ministry tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.